Every Day Is Like Sunday, the Smiths' legendary track. And really beginning into this band, I think they do it justice. As many of you know, the outside of the UK, Mexico and the Southern California are the two places in the world where the passion for more...
Ladies and gentlemen, you are here on the 27th hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder. I am your captain. I'm Graham. I'm here with Doug. Say hi, Doug.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good. We're together again tonight, like it was the first time.
The very first time.
But with better audio quality.
Yeah, it's officially a year into the pandemic, and we almost have our shit together.
Yeah, I bought a microphone. I guess I can envisage doing this for a while still. Anyhow, tonight's show, we're going to listen to songs that have eye-catching song titles.
Meaningful and eye-catching song titles.
And special, memorable, remarkable.
Yep, and it's also the funding drive.
And we'll remark on that as well.
So call CKUT right now and donate.
Yeah, if nobody's there, you can leave a message and somebody will take your information later. You can send checks and you send money orders. Why would you do that?
I don't think they mentioned the money order, but
no,
there's prizes. If you donate over $30, you get a prize.
Cool.
You can donate via CKUT.ca or 514-448-4013.
Awesome. The easiest way is probably just on the website. There's a great big donate button.
Yeah. All right, Graham, what are we going to do? What are we going to listen to? Make it quick.
I chose two songs for this set. One's long, one's short. The first one is Hawkwind, who have a great name, one of the greatest names, I think. And the name of the song is Master of the Universe. I mean, how much more grand could you get for your song title? And then we'll hear from the Vile Tones. Again, great name with... what some people describe as the Stairway to Heaven of Canadian punk, Screamin' Fist.
Certainly never heard that, but more to discuss. We'll be back soon. CKUT 94.3 FM.
Rock and roll.
Blowing through me, and it's all moving.
You recording?
Yep.
You're on air.
Yep.
Is it Gimme Juice? Is he saying at the end of the song? Gimme Juice.
Screaming Fist.
No, but
before that. Gimme my achy, breaky heart.
Gimme Juice is what I hear. It's a strange thing to scream in a punk rock song. Gimme Juice.
Maybe because he bleeds so much, he was like dehydrated. You know how it goes to cut himself on stage?
He just really, really likes juice. Or maybe he's 3 years old.
As well. Yeah. I've definitely heard 3-year-olds say that.
No, he wasn't 3 years old. A 3-year-old doesn't have that kind of vocabulary.
You said you like the name Hawkwind, but
Hawkwind, it's a great name.
But what does it even mean?
I have no idea. Maybe it's some bird farts. That's what I kind of thought. Bird farts. Hawk wind.
It's not like a special type of wind that blows over England in wintertime?
Oh, well, if you wanted to be clever about it, it could be. I thought it's at once majestic and strong and ethereal.
Yeah.
All at the same time. And really encapsulated kind of what the band was. That's rare to have a good name like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that, Graham.
And yeah.
It's unfortunately off the air. We had a very scintillating discussion about Stephen Leckie, the singer of Screaming Fist, and his endeavors in Toronto.
Yeah. In an art gallery.
Art gallery with photos of people masturbating.
Paintings. So,
paintings. Whatever you want to call them.
Photorealistic paintings.
Whoops. And now we're going to go into a couple songs that I've chosen. The first one, The Stooges, which is kind of a ridiculous name for a band, actually, if you think about it.
When I tell people that I like The Stooges as a musician, like a musical group, they're confused. If they've never heard of The Stooges, they think it's the Three Stooges.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
and
which isn't correct.
This song is called TVI. And at first blush, it would appear to be about televisions.
No.
No. It is, in fact, to do with, checking out the other sex or the other people you want to have sex with. And stands, you can look it up what it stands for if you want, actually. Actually, it's not bad. We can say it. It's Quad Vibe. And it was about when Iggy thought the girls were looking at him and they wanted to get down.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
So enjoy. Call and donate. Go on the internet. Please donate money to keep this quality programming on the air.
Oh,
That was...
Hey, you're still here. You came back.
Yes. Thank you for coming back. Donate, cool. CKUT. That was TVI by The Stooges, first off. Great song title, great track. And then we listened to Dead Moon. Great band name.
Yeah.
With an interesting song title, Cast Will Change. Which I kind of like that. You know, it's like this whole, everything's just a play, and the cast of characters will rotate.
Oh, yes.
That's my interpretation. I may be way off. But, and then this is a track that I've been playing on the 27th hour for almost 10 years now. How long has it been? I don't know. It's been almost 10 years, I think. Might even been over 10 years. Oh, yeah. And that's the Clone Defects, Still Poor. Which is, you know, kind of a metaphor for life.
Hmm.
Still, yeah, still doing it. So, and we are still doing the 27th hour, too. So.
Here we are. And we've been doing this at home now.
We have been.
For a year.
Yeah.
And Funding Drive coincides with this. It's kind of an interesting time maybe to talk about how it's changed, how doing the show at home has changed the way that you do the show or how you approach the medium of radio. Doug, how would you say it's changed your approach?
I think I've been more attentive. When you do a radio show live, it's more sort of off the cuff. Like you prepare, but there's no like going back and editing, so, which is something you have to come to terms with when you're doing a recorded show, whether or not you're going to go back and edit it. And in case anybody's wondering, the show you're listening to is probably not edited because it takes
very much
too much time to edit these shows. So that's been one thing, but I kind of enjoy it. You can do it, you know, whenever you want, the sort of pre-recording. And then one of the things I have been really enjoying is when it comes on, I'll be at home listening to the show on the radio.
And yeah.
So I kind of get a kick out of that.
You can hear it the next day or later on that day, whenever you...
No, you listen to it live. Door. Live, Graham.
Live. Oh, yes. That,
on
yeah,
the air.
Oh, duh. Silly man.
Yeah.
Oh, Flair.
What about you, Graham? How's it changed?
Well, I used to yell a lot more into the microphone, but I can't do that because I have a family that I live with, and some of them are very young. So I had to change kind of my whole sort of on-air persona, which was an artistic challenge and is an ongoing project, really. It's really allowed me to expand the character of the captain to include various pitches of voice. There's the high pitch one that you say is very creepy. There's
the low pitch
one that I use a little bit more. And then there's this is me naked, this is my naked voice. But now that I have a new microphone, I can do other things, maybe. Who knows? I could come up really nice and close to the microphone like this now. I can make it like an ASMR podcast. And now, here, coming up, what's next? We've got The Shapes and What's for Lunch, Mom. You're on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yeah. What's the track coming up, Graham?
This is what I just said. It's The Shapes and What's for Lunch, Mom.
Oh, I thought you were just listing off weird AMSR stuff or ASMR.
No, it's actually announcing the next
you were
track.
Just making that up.
Hey!
All right, we'll play.
that one about? What was that song about?
Lucy and the Stars with Diamonds.
Oh, that was about the Beatles, that Beatles song. I didn't know that. LSD, that's the Pretty Things. And before that, Charlie McGira, the death dance of the busty hot lifeguard instructor babe. Which is a mouthful, but what a title.
So evocative.
You can find that song on, like, I think just about every single album that he released.
It was a favorite.
At least three or four different versions of that.
Clearly there's a backstory there.
Yeah, it makes me think of Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, now that you mention it, yeah. Who else could it really be? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Charlie Magueras, it's like, he's about our age. You know, he would have been, in that, like, pubescent age when Baywatch was, all over TV.
Yeah, and who knows when it played in Israel.
True. Mm-hmm. True, actually, and I think when I was watching in Winnipeg, those were not recently released episodes.
No, that syndication. Show was in rerun syndication, like, instantly, though. Which was weird at the time.
Okay, we can talk about this another time, actually.
That's probably wise. Kind of like,
they're supposed to be raising money for CQUT, improving the Baywatch fan base.
Indeed. Yeah, good. Give money to CKUT, not Baywatch.
Yeah.
That's the lesson that we're learning right here. Because CKUT is community-based, volunteer-run radio. And the theme this year of the funding drive is... Doug?
Sowing the seeds of grassroots change. And I will,
that's right,
just for a second here, just to entice you, I know people were going to, they probably already donated the money just the first time we mentioned it, but in case you didn't and you want to know what benefits there are, a donation of $30 or more gets you an entry into our prize draw. And amongst the prizes are two times $25 gift card to Lola Rosa, adrenaline tattoo swag bag, $50 gift card included, two $25 gift cards from Fains du Vinyl, great store.
Oh yeah.
$60 in gift cards from La Banquise.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All the poutine you want.
All the poutine. Book bundle from Drawn and Quarterly.
Very nice.
$125 in Paragraph book gift cards. Lufa Farms $75 gift cards, food. Record bundle from Constellation Records. Two $25 Au Vivre gift certificates, very good restaurant. Five $20 Terrasse Saint Amboise gift cards. Now we're talking.
And five. As your donation goes up, perhaps.
No, this is to be drawn from, I think.
Yes, right.
Yeah, yeah.
These are the prizes.
Yeah, yeah. You don't necessarily get one, but you get a chance. And the last one is five times $20 Lanex Saint Amboise gift cards. So that's like $100 in beer.
That's some good swag to possibly win just by donating $30 or more to your favorite radio station.
Yeah. Okay, and then quickly donate. Next song we're going to listen to is Rocket from the Tombs with Sonic Reducer, which is an amazing title. And then after that, we're going to listen to another band from Toronto, Brutal Knights Extreme Lifestyles 07. And more we'll discuss after the... Actually, I can still do it because it's...
Yeah, it's got this slow start to it. Yeah. It's like you should donate money to CKUT so we won't have to sonically reduce...
Yeah. Oh, and then we're listening to...
radio station.
DOA doing Smash the State, which is such a great song title that there was a Canadian compilation of... Canadian bands, three volumes that were released by the
Smash Called the
State.
Same, that's right.
Yeah, and then Wayne County with a real great title, Man Enough to Be a Woman.
Probably one of the best.
Here it comes. First, we're going to listen to Sonic Reducer. Yeah, that was Wayne County, Man Enough to Be a Woman. And yeah, it should be 11:48 right now in Montreal, if the time is correct.
Monday, the 22nd of March.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, and please donate. Allow us to sow some more seeds of change. And CKUT really is an amazing station, I have to say. I listen to it very often, and it's got a very broad variety. It gives voices to a lot of people. So even if you think of what we do is frivolous, there are other people doing important things on CKUT. So good reasons to donate.
We are a light entertainment programming in some ways. In other ways, I do believe that the music and ethos that we broadcast plays an important role in community cohesion and resisting indiscriminate authority.
Yeah.
And all those kinds of things that that punk rock is emblematic of and for.
Yeah, and I was happy.
Against racism and intolerance and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, indeed. Which is now more than ever very important.
Yeah. So tell your friends about this show.
Yeah. And tell your money to go to CKUT.
And tell your mother to listen to the show.
Yeah.
And give you some money so that you can give it to CKUT.
Yeah, maybe.
Try that. See if it works. Coming up next, I've got a set that I put together that I didn't realize until afterwards. It's kind of sexy. I guess I should have realized. Considering the, anyways, Turbo Negro, I got Erection, which is, I think, it's really the most, it's very direct. It's like the Pretty Things song title, LSD. There's no question what that song's about. Turbo Negro, I got Erection. It's hard to say, if I may say, pussyfoot around the issue of what the song's about. And it's rare to have a song about an erect penis.
Is it really, though?
But
I feel like there's a lot of songs. Yeah, I know. It's kind of,
but
it's the genius of the title is that, they're putting it out there.
That's
a lot of Motley Crue songs are basically just directions.
But
Turbo Negro has
songs about penises.
A lot of songs written by penises, for penises.
With penises?
Yeah.
Sometimes on penises?
Yeah, so that was a fun discussion. What? What
followed
else
by the Soft Boys. The Soft Boys come after the song about erections. I Want to Be an Angle Poise Lamp. And then Skins with their cover of the Drogs classic, I Want You, again with the very direct song title. Hard to get around just what's going on there. I Want You. What for? What do you want me for? It's like, the telephone guy, Bell, calling his friend saying, hey, and he's like, hey, I want you, come here. I want you. Maybe that's what it's about. Probably not. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a really good radio show. That it's a good thing that I'm not paid.
Well, I've enjoyed this song title theme, and I think we're going to come back to this again in different contexts. But for now, have a good night.
Rock on.
I'm not afraid to Special Funding Drive 2021 episode for you this evening. You are listening right now to Funding Drive artist Alexa Hawksworth, aka DJ Haha, on the decks. And she'll be playing music for the first 40 minutes of the show. Then I will take over for 40 minutes. And then Celia will finish off the night and we'll end around 2 a.m. CKUT's Funding Drive goal this year is $25,000. And the station has Funding Drive every year to continue creating grassroots community radio. So